be put on your
tie?
Well, then what do you put on outside your shirt?
Well, you don't. You put on a jacket, or a coat, or
and,
a vest sometimes.
Let's see, what covers your legs? What do you call these things?
Huh?
These things.
Slacks?
Uh-huh. Call them anything else? What you call them as a boy?
I used to call them britches. That's what you want. That's that what you call them, britches.
Yeah. And if you don't wear a belt, wear these things up over your shoulders?
Galluses. They're suspended.
Did people wear those leather things on their legs when they rode horseback?
Chaps.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've used chaps. Imagine it saves your legs.
Well, it saves your legs and they're warm. And if you ride through brush, they ain't nothing decent. It saves scratching your legs a lot of times, tearing your pants.
If you're going to get married and you have only old clothes, what would you probably buy for your wedding?
I'd buy me a suit of clothes.
Uh-huh. Old one?
Huh?
An old one?
No, not an old suit, I'd buy a new suit.
Oh, and after you bought it, while you were still in the store, what would you have done to it? You'd have it what?
Pressed.
Well, the man gets around your back and he feels your shoulders and checks the sleeves and... What do you call that? You're having it...
I guess I...
Fit?
Fit it? Oh yes, you can see what it fits or not.
Uh-huh. Well, would you say you're having it fit? You're having it fitted? Or?
Fitted to have it. You're fitting your clothes on you.
That always bothers me because they always come out wrong.
Yeah.
My pants always look like a bag. I guess it's me and not my clothes. If you get too much in your pockets and they start to pooch out like that, what do you say your pocket?
I say it's bullets or something.
Uh-huh. And before we got...
I never had money enough to make one buzz.
Well, I don't have any trouble with money. It's other stuff.
Yeah.
Comb and keys.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to money, I can travel light.
I have no trouble with that.
You'd buy a new shirt, it'd fit fine, and it'd be washed once, put it on, you couldn't button the collar.
You're too tight.
And what would you say happened to it?
Drawn up, shrunk.
Uh-huh. And a peach that's past its prime, instead of being nice and full, it's sort of scrunched.
Wrinkled up?
Wrinkled?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Swivel up.
And let's see, in the bedroom, when you go to bed at night, you put your head on the
pillow.
And what is on the outside of the pillow?
Oh, slip. Pillow slip.
And before you go to bed, maybe you have one of those ornate covers on your bed?
You mean a sheet?
Oh, I was thinking something on the outside.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Just for pretty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have one over there. Yeah, see what. Now, there's a bit of that old wrinkle up again. Bedspread.
Uh-huh. You ever call those counterpane or
counterpane? Counterpane, yeah.
Is that what you call them as a boy, or did you call them?
That's that boy they call it counterpane, now they call it bedspread.
Yeah, isn't it strange how the words change? Yeah. Over in Sayre, I got coverlet for that.
Got what?
Coverlet for the bed, for a counterpane.
They call it bedspread sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody would recognize bedspread.
Yeah.
That seems to be the general term that is getting more and more common. You mentioned quilts.
Yeah.
That your mother made and put up on the walls.
Yeah.
Did she make any of those covers that she put cotton inside? And then, instead of sewing them, just tied them?
Yeah. That's comfort.
Oh. Made those too.
Yeah, they put bats in them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cotton bats.
Uh-huh.
And then they do what they call tacking.
Uh-huh.
And pull them through there in a tie, and about every so square.
Uh-huh. After a while they get old, that cotton moves around.
Yeah, and in the quilt, while they